ASU's Center for Tribal Digital Sovereignty is designed to help Native Americans plan and develop their digital footprint. The project is a joint effort between the American Indian Policy Institute and ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Gracie Morris is the executive director of the project. She says it's all about providing full access to the digital universe.
It encompasses the exercise of sovereign authority over physical and virtual infrastructure and the tangible, intangible, and virtual digital jurisdictional aspects of acquisition, storage, transmission, and use of data.
Morris says developing a platform for digital information is critical to tribal autonomy. The program will support tribes in Arizona and across the U.S. in achieving equal access to the governance, social, and economic advantages of broadband and other technologies. Morris says digital sovereignty encompasses all aspects of a tribal nation's digital plan and footprint.
The point is to enable tribes to be able to implement the best thing that they can and exercise their digital sovereignty so that they can serve their members. For the end user, they should be able to have the same access as theoretically you or I have in a city.
Morris says broadband and other communications technologies are a necessary 21st century platform for tribal independence. She believes establishment of the center is a significant turning point for Native Americans. Mark Richardson reporting.